This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. An effort by Democrats to lower property taxes and shrink Tabor refunds is on track to reach the November ballot. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A Denver judge on Friday rejected a conservative group's lawsuit that aimed to block Proposition HH. The plaintiffs argued that the measure was too broad and too vague, but Judge David Goldberg turned away their lawsuit, saying that he didn't have jurisdiction to decide it. He also ruled against the plaintiffs on the merits, finding the Democrats were justified in linking lower tax rates and smaller refunds, since the repurposed refund money will be used in part to offset some of the tax cuts. The plaintiffs plan to appeal. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Ted Kaczynski, also known as the Unabomber, died Saturday. He spent most of his sentence inside the federal Supermax prison in Florence in southern Colorado. Kaczynski committed many bombings from the 70s through the 90s that killed three people and injured 23 others. And it's Pride Weekend in Colorado Springs, and lots of folks will converge on downtown this morning for the Pride Parade. It starts at 10 o'clock at Alamo Square Park. This year's festival pays tribute to the victims and survivors of the Club Q shooting. Manitou Springs will host Pride events next weekend, while Pueblo Pride is set for August. It could be a stormy Sunday across the Front Range. Severe thunderstorms are likely. You're listening to CPR News.